Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com. You might know me as one of the co-authors to Eat Like a Dinosaur, Beyond Bacon, or the upcoming Real Life Paleo books. But what you'll find out on this show is that I really like to talk about tangents and soapboxes, and definitely about lifting heavy things.
And I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm the author of two books, The Paleo Approach and the upcoming companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook. I'm a huge nutrient density geek, and I just can't help talking about science.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip.
Good evening.
Howdy doody, partner.
How are you?
Oh my goodness. I'm about ready to pass out.
Did you turn in your book?
I wish. I get another extension for like 3 days, which just means more work. Like, it's the kind of extension where you're like, oh, I really wish you would have told me I just had to turn it in, because then I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be turned in Thursday. Matt and I are, like, booking a sitter and planning on, like, I can't have it take up another weekend. We're just done. So, anyway, sorry for the negativity. I'm actually feeling really great. I just got done working out, PR'd all weekend, personal record, personal best, whatever, which is amazing considering the amount of stress that I've got going on. I just feel really good about managing my lifestyle and my personal stress, which is something we have all learned from previous books. And you and I have coordinated our calendars so that we're not, you know, making the Paleo View be more of a burden than it really needs to be. So, shocking news, dear listeners. Unfortunately, we do not have an epic guest like we had last week with Stephanie. It's just
you. That was epic.
It's just you and me.
I mean, I don't want to like take away from like how awesome we are, but I really enjoyed having Stephanie on the show last week.
She's such a girl crush of mine. It was awesome to have her on the show,
and especially for me, because I kind of feel like I'm just entering this like really major part of the paleo community, which is the, you know, CrossFit and sort of elite athlete aspect of it. And then I was like, I want to be able to do what Stephanie does. Of course, I see that every time on your Instagram feed. I'm like, oh, I want to be able to do that. You know what's really cool about being a complete newbie? Every time I go, it's a PR.
Yes, that is awesome.
I did, last week we did our max one rep deadlifts, back squats, and strict presses, and so today was our first, like, of the rotation, the 8-week rotation on back squats, and so my max last week was 120, so today I worked up to 95, and it was, like, as many as you can do of 95 after I did, like, 70, 80, 95, then it was 5 at 70, 5 at 80, and then as many as you can do at 95. And I did 16.
Nice.
I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then of course, is the WOD. Like, after that, I was like, oh, right. it was fun. Cause it was deadlifts. It was a 21:15:9 with deadlifts. And then it was supposed to be a 400-meter run. But I, to pull out another Britishism... Dave, I know you don't listen to this, but I'm using your phrase just in case you listen to this. I have a gammy leg. my friend British Dave would appreciate that, but he probably doesn't listen to the show. But I woke up Tuesday morning after doing mini Murph last week and with like major tendonitis in my left foot. And I've had tendonitis in my foot before. I know what to do. I know it was the shoes I was running in. I basically am not going to run until my foot doesn't hurt anymore. And it's getting a lot better already. So, you know, it's going to be fine. But I got to do, it was supposed to be a 400 meter run in between each round, and I got to row instead, which is fine by me because I prefer rowing over running anyways.
I would row any day over running.
Absolutely.
That's how you know you're into the heavy things.
Well, and I was telling them, like, the thing was, like, I didn't have an upper body break in between, like, by rowing, it was, like, it was full body in between the sets of deadlifts. And I was trying to explain this, and I think the people who were running were like, yeah, you got to row. Just shush. You got to row. I had to run. I win. I was like, okay, fine. You're right. I got to row. And all because I was all wimpy about my foot being sore.
So it is just a check-in show, but you told me you were going to look into something for me. Did you actually look into that for me?
No.
Okay. Maybe next week?
Yeah. You know what? I forgot again. I'm in the crazy town part of the cookbook. I guess so. It is 100% edited now. It is entirely edited. The first part is going to come back from the design team Wednesday or Thursday. All of the recipes are now being plugged into the document. But I still haven't given them all the photos because I still need to go through all of them and pick the best ones. And there's like 12,000 photos to go through. So that's my job for the next couple of days. And I've basically been ignoring as much as I can just to get this done. Because then once I'm done, it's basically the entire book gets designed, and then it's just that final proofreading step, which is not particularly fun because it's a lot of work, but it's like the end, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
I bet.
You have that?
I said I bet.
Yeah. Well, you're only about, what, like a month? You're going to be...
No, our book's going to be really big the way that... Well, I mean, I know your cookbook's really big, but it's going to be big with, like, things the way that the Paleo Approach was big with things. So it's going to be in edit and design for much longer than, like, a cookbook yeah. would, because it's going to be really visual and graphic with guides and all that kind of stuff. Menus, meal plans, all kinds of craziness.
That's the cool craziness.
Yeah, it's going to be... We're really excited about it. It's been so much work, and that's why I'm just at the point where I'm like... I was talking to our publisher, Erish, last night, and he's really excited to see it, you know, and I was explaining to him because he didn't really believe that we were going to do it all. And I think he was expecting me to say, you know what, here's the cookbook. And so when I called him yesterday, which was the due date for the book, and I said... listen, it's completely written, but we're trying to do one more full pass of editing before we hand it off to you. And there's 175 recipes. I'm only like 70 recipes in. It's taking me a while. Can we have a few more days? And he said, oh, yeah, I'd rather you, as any smart publisher would, I'd rather you edit it before we give it to the editor, because then you guys will just be like stepping on each other's toes, and you'll probably answer a lot of the questions she'll already have if you go through. So go ahead. And then he was like, I can't wait to see it. Like he was a little bit surprised. Like you actually did it. You wrote the whole thing. I was like, yes, we did. Yeah.
Awesome. So, I was talking to him today and he said, I don't think anybody crams as much information onto a page as you do.
that's probably true.
So, yeah, he was complaining because we had the recipes all designed, and then he's been actually plugging them in himself into the design document, and he had to completely adjust the design once he got to some of the bigger recipes. I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah. I forgot about that. Oops.
Yeah. So, point being, we're working on that stuff, but we're also working out. You can follow both Sarah and I along on Instagram if you want more action from us. And we'll be back next week with guests. I actually confirmed with them yesterday, so I think I feel comfortable in saying we're going to have George Bryant and Julie Bauer from Civilized Caveman and Paleo OMG on to talk about their new cookbook, The Paleo Kitchen. George was worried that it was yesterday, and I was like, no way, man, we can't record a show tonight. And he said, oh, good. And so we confirmed for next week. So that should be on. And if it's not, then something tragic has happened and we'll just have to reschedule. But we should definitely, we plan to have a real show again with what will be awesome guests, because both Julie and George are hysterical. So
they're so funny. I'm like already looking forward to that show just because yeah. I'll be laughing so hard.
Yeah. So anything else we need to talk about before we run off to do what our publisher is waiting for us to do?
Oh, man, this whole book writing thing is no joke. It's like serious work. It's like a real job.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, because you did deadlifts today, that I PR'd a 5x5 at 275 pounds, which is 88% of my one rep max. It's a really high one rep max for a really high percentage for a 5x5, which means my one rep is probably too low.
So that's five sets of five reps?
Yes. And
dude.
275. And then we did an EMOM, which means every minute on the minute. And I did seven sets of four on the minute, every minute. And I did 225, but I didn't mix grip. I don't know if you've learned mixed grip yet, but
I did learn mixed grip like 2 days ago.
Yeah, so it's much harder to not mix grip, especially when you're talking about heavy. So yeah. That's like an incredible amount of grip strength after I did the 5x5. And then I did a 7x4 with single overhand. So I'm like really super excited.
Single overhand. Single.
Like, that just means, like, your overhands are going in a single direction, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Instead of mixed grip.
It just means all of the crazy language.
It just means not mixed grip, that's what it means. It means normal grip.
Yeah, I actually did mixed grip for my one rep maxes last week.
Yeah, and you should.
I liked it.
Cool. Well, also, for next week, because George and Julie are also kind of into working out. The one thing that I had asked you to look into was some of the supplements that I've been taking to increase performance, and I've seen good results since I've been taking them, but I want to make sure that I'm not killing myself. So I did preliminary research, and I told you what I thought was okay versus what, you know, was worrisome.
Yeah, and you gave me the front, and you didn't give me the ingredients list.
Oh. So well, you can just look it up online.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's two things.
Though.
Remember, there was the one thing that I asked you about, and then there was the picture, and I asked you about both those things.
Oh, wait, I thought they were the same thing.
Mm-mm.
Well, then I'm going to have to look up two things.
Yeah. So just text me, but hopefully we can tell people about that, because I'm curious. In my research, that's what I decided were the two things that I wanted to add in, and I haven't. And I added in egg white protein, and I've been seeing good results and haven't really been seeing any negative side effects. So I'm hopeful that you don't unearth some sort of scientific research that tells me it's going to kill me. But
oh,
this
hey.
Is... Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've looked up maca before.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty cool. There's some studies linking it to the immune system, but it looks like it's probably more on the sort of just antioxidant side regulating the immune system compared to anything else. So
so it gets the Sarah thumbs up?
It gets the sure if you want.
Cool.
And then the other one, it's just BCAA and glutamine?
Mm-hmm. It's like doesn't have any sweeteners or anything. It tastes like a dirty foot, and I put it in water and it tastes like a dirty foot.
Great. Because glutamine by itself is not too bad in terms of taste. It's like slightly almost sweet even, just
no.
even straight glutamine.
No.
So you add branched chain amino acids and you get dirty foot taste.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, we talked about branched chain amino acids after your...
Yeah, and you were kind of neutral on it. You were like, it could be good, it could be bad, just as long as it doesn't bother you, which it hasn't been. Cool. Well, Monica can put a link in the show notes to that. I'll let her know what two things specifically I'm taking, but people should do their own research and decide if it's good for them. But
yeah, I'm lukewarm on both of them. Like, I'm like, try it and see, but
and because I chain, because I added those and the egg protein powder all at the same time, like, I decided that these were the three things that I was going to do to try to increase my performance in a semi-natural way. I can't really attribute it to one thing in particular, so I don't know what's working, but none of them are bothering me, so I haven't had to, like, weed one out to figure out if anything's, you know, problematic. So I've been really happy with it. I feel like I've been making really big gains in the last couple of weeks, and that also has to do with, you know, regulating my lifestyle, eating the right foods, and being in the gym. So, you know, all those things contribute to success.
I have to say, I feel so much better right now than I did at this point of the paleo approach. Like, I feel so much better than I did at this point of the paleo approach. And it's because I just set this, like, rule. Nope. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to bed. And I'm going to go work out almost every day. And if that takes, you know, 2 or 3 hours that I could be working away from me, oh well. And what's ended up happening is I have so much more energy because I feel good that I'm getting so much more done when I am working that I'm probably more than making up for spending that time looking after myself physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cautiously optimistic that the book will get turned into the printer not too late. I don't know if it's going to actually make it by the date that it's supposed to, but I don't think it's going to be too far off. And I'm cautiously optimistic that I'll wake up the next morning and not have pneumonia. Woohoo!
It's kind of a big deal.
It will be cool. I hope.
Cool. Well, I have much to do. It was great checking in with you.
I have to go through photos and photos and photos. So I will
I am so excited that the photos are done for our book. We're going to redo the cover, but that's the only photo that we're going to redo. And so we already did, like, a reshoot. We're done. So I feel like once we actually submit this book.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through the photos. So it's just a question of, like, it's just going through and figuring out what the best one is.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, I've got not quite half of the recipes are formatted to fit on a one page, and the other half are formatted to fit on a two pages.
Yeah, I'm afraid we'll have to do that too because we have more pages than can be bound, but I'm just going to tell the publisher to figure it out.
Well, they're actually trying to figure out if they can bind more pages than the Paleo approach for the cookbook. So they're looking to see if we can go up to 450 pages. But we still have to do this. So, because I've got 110 pages of pre-recipe info. So that there's like 110 pages right there. And then 200 recipes.
Cool.
So, big book. Because I like to write big books, apparently. I have a really dorky song going through my head, and I'm not going to.
Yeah. I'll sing it for you. I like big books, and I can't fly. And with that, we're going to call it a wrap.
Scene. All right. Well, have a great... I just lost my...
I was like, premature...
I tried to stand up.
Evacuation.
Because I'm, like, on the floor with my roller.
Oh, my gosh. This is going downhill so quickly. Good night, and we'll be back next week with people who will hopefully be much less obnoxious than we are.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal. I went to stand up and my headset fell off.
Good night.
Good night. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.